Yesterday was Labor Day, and in Tampa, thousands celebrated the holiday honoring the American worker by attending a barbecue at the Florida Fairgrounds. The event was put on by a coalition of local labor groups and drew the attention of a vast array of local public officials, as well as a few candidates vying for office this November. In addition to the hot dogs, chicken, and pork and beans available, there were carnival rides, games, and a car and motorcycle show that drew lots of families to the event. There were also around a dozen booths populated by various unions. Shauna Folco is with IBEW Local 824, but she was staffing a booth sponsored by the AFL-CIO, where she was helping people register to vote in this fall's election.
Once we moved our Labor Day event here to the fairgrounds, one of the aspects that we wanted to do was the educational rather than just have a big party and feed everybody. So we've got a lot of different locals out here that have booths, some vendors that service locals, financial folks, some of the corporations that we work for actually have educational booths out here this year. So our voter registration drive is part of that.
Richard Sparrow is Secretary Treasurer of the American Federation of Musicians, Local 427721, representing about 300 members. His union helps in working with local orchestras and contract negotiations, as well as providing assistance with pensions and provides instrument insurance. He admits that many musicians don't want to be organized because they consider themselves artists.
A lot of people don't know that we're even here. It's a right-to-work state. Club owners can hire a band from anywhere, around the corner, whatever. They kind of get away with paying them whatever. And bands that would be members would agree to work for a minimum amount. We have contract service that will let them use a contract. And if someone stiffs them and doesn't pay them, we'll go after them if they file a contract with us. That's one of the services that we provide.
Union membership in the U.S. has been on decline for nearly 40 years now, but did increase last year, with unions now representing about 12% of the work population. And unions are excited this year about getting Barack Obama elected president. In April, Obama told a federation of unions that it's time that the country had a president who didn't choke when using the word union. And he said that unions would have influence that they don't have now if he's elected. Ed Chambers is with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union and the president of Local 1625 in Lakeland. He applauds Obama's support for the United Free Choice Act.
The membership we have that's motivated politically, that gets involved in politics, which I wish was all, but it's probably not, clearly behind Obama. To fix this country, you've got to recreate a middle class. Only through labor unions are you going to get a middle class, and that's what Obama's stressing. I was a delegate last week for Obama out in Denver, which was amazing, but he over and over emphasized that you've got to rebuild the middle class to get the economy turned around. I think our membership will do the right thing.
You know, his speech on Thursday night, people said that he really needed to start, and not just Thursday night, but throughout the rest of the campaign, really talk to the workers out there who are struggling right now, make it about them, as he said in his speech, not about me, but about you, as he said. Do you think he needs to continue to do that to get some of your membership and the rest of the working people in this country behind him?
I think he does need to do it. I think he will need to continue to do that. I also think it's an obligation of every union leader in this building and every union leader throughout the country right now to educate their members, let them know there's a clear difference. The Employee Free Choice Act, which is an act being proposed by Congress that did not have Bush's support and didn't pass, Obama's going to support, and that would make it easier to form unions. You would avoid strikes because it has binding arbitration. That would make unions stronger, increase the middle class in this country. John McCain, on the other side, wants to go with a national right to work, and that would weaken unions, eliminate the middle class completely, and we'd have even worse of a two-tier system than we do now.
Let me ask you about that. I'm very aware of the Employee Free Choice Act, but McCain, you said, supports, is there another piece of legislation that would, or what?
He's come out publicly and supports right to work nationally, all right?
Like, and that would, here in Florida.
Yeah, like you have here in Florida. You have 21 states throughout North America that have right to work. That means it's illegal for a union to negotiate a union security clause making mandatory membership. Incidentally, those 21 states are also the 21 lowest wage rates in the country. So it just shows you eliminate unions, you reduce the strength of unions, you reduce the strength of wages.
In the Democratic primaries, Obama lost to Hillary Clinton in regions considered working class, such as Pennsylvania and Ohio. Some of that resistance has been attributed to his race. Tom Snover is with the United Auto Workers. He agrees that Obama has not yet been embraced by all parts of the Democratic Party establishment.
Well, I think they the older people are a little more set in their ways, you know, and they have to see what's going on and understand the issues. We aren't into the issue piece yet.
Right.
We're into the euphoria. I mean, we all can get out and say we're going to do, but when someone has the real ideas, we'll have to take a look at it.
Right. So you think the next couple of months, the debates are going to start happening in the next few weeks here, that people really start focusing in on the decision to make?
Well, I hope they do. I hope they do. But I worked the election, and I only seen 16% people vote in Polk County.
Yeah, it was pretty sad. In Hillsborough County, it's even worse.
Yeah, it's sad. People don't even, they don't think it even matters that they vote, you know. And here it is, there are people that are running for county commissions that handle their lifestyle in their county. And they don't really care. They just sit home and...
What do you think that is?
I really don't know. I wished I did.